WTCH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, your son is in New York at a restaurant, right?
Yes, he's running a restaurant called Saxon and Parole, which is in the village.
Okay, well, now, according to the Good Living supplement in today's Herald, the big thing in New York now are meatball restaurants. There's the meatball shop. There are three locations in New York, including the Meatball Factory in Manhattan. But it says one of them is how can you have a vegan meatball shop?
Oh, listen, I don't think you'd like that. I know you love your rissoles, as we call them here, but they're made with ground beef. Actually, I also like them made with minced veal and pork. They're delicious too. But vegan rissoles, now, look, I imagine they're just full of vegetables, and they couldn't even be bound with an egg because vegans don't eat eggs either. So,
Okay, well, now...
these New Yorkers sure come up with some wacky things, don't they?
Yes. I promised my listeners that you'd have something to say about this. Because things are so tough in Italy at the moment, not too much money around, and they've always been to slow food, I know.
Yep.
Apparently, they're returning to the old-fashioned recipes of leftovers, etc.
Well, actually, that slow food movement began in Italy, in Rome, in fact. A fellow called Carlo Petrini so objected to the opening of McDonald's, you know, at the foot of the Spanish Stairs in Rome, that he started what's now called the slow food movement, as opposed to McDonald's, you know, which represents fast food. And, well, really, in many ways, they are going back to their roots, to their cucina povera, or their sort of poor cooking. They're reviving soups such as ribollita, which is a Florentine soup, which is made with bread. And I know that the Tuscans actually are very keen on a bread salad. It's made with cubes of stale bread, and you mix tomatoes and olive oil and garlic and basil through it. I mean, they're actually really very delicious. There's another soup called Le Virtu, V-I-R-T-U, which is made every winter with all the vegetables that are left over in the cupboard. I mean, these things make a lot of sense, don't they? There's a soup called Sbirra, which is not one I'd heard of, but which was mentioned in an Italian newspaper last week, La Repubblica. It's made with tripe, lard, bread, mushrooms, pine nuts. Now, listen, they're very expensive, let me tell you, and meat sauce. But apparently it used to be served to the prisoners when they were in prison. And there's a fellow up north in Mantua who runs a restaurant, Aneo Nizzoli. He runs a Ristorante Nizzoli. He's serving horse stew.
What?
Well, look, I know that the Chinese are quite keen on horse stew as well. That's really quite a big part of their tradition in that part of Italy. And in fact, as he points out, you know, all these dishes cost, you know, much, much less, probably a quarter of the price of, let's say, something like prosciutto, for example. So instead of serving prosciutto, you'd make a dish like cotechino. Okay, it takes a long time to put together, but you make it with tongue and leftovers from the pig, and it's going to cost you, a quarter to an eighth of the price of buying prosciutto from the deli.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, today being Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day.
Funnily enough, speaking of lard and pork fat and all these older style Italian dishes, today is Shrove Tuesday. This is the last day in which we're meant to eat fat, actually, before Lent starts. So it's celebrated in the Christian church.
What's happened to Sheridan? Somebody's pressed a button?
No one pressed. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
So today is Shrove Tuesday, the last day before Lent, you know, and we are allowed to indulge today in fat and milk and eggs and things. So a lot of people in the Christian church started to bake pancakes on this day, and I've given you a lovely recipe today for buttermilk pancakes because they are my very favourite ones.
Okay, and it's in your...
It's on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au, and you just need to put all the ingredients in the food processor, the buttermilk, flour, the butter, eggs, sugar, a little bit of salt, etc. Whiz it around, let it stand for a little while, and then make your pancakes. And I love to drizzle them with maple syrup and a knob of butter.
Sounds lovely. Okay, talk to you next week.
Okay.